Kaiser Permanente mental health workers continue their open-ended strike over staffing shortages that they say have led to excessive wait times for patients seeking psychiatric and other mental care. This is Saul Rosselli, president of the National Union of Healthcare Workers, the union representing Kaiser's mental health workers.
Across Northern California, patients are needing to wait 4, 6, 8, 12 weeks in between appointments. Can you imagine if you were told that you had cancer and the first, you know, therapy session was 6, 8, or 10 weeks ahead? That's what's happening, and that's why these clinicians are on strike. Folks finally feel that they have to draw a line in the sand and force Kaiser to work with them to fix their mental health system.
On Thursday, the union announced mental health clinicians employed at Kaiser Permanente facilities in Hawaii will join their California colleagues on the picket lines beginning Monday, August 29. In Hawaii, approximately 50 mental health clinicians are responsible for providing mental health care to Kaiser's 266,000 members in the state, forcing patients to wait months for therapy sessions. Negotiations over the past year between Kaiser and the union have included determining the amount of time that clinicians spend outside their scheduled appointment with patients. Kaiser says clinicians should spend most of their paid time receiving patients, while union workers argue that they need more time to do the necessary supportive work to provide proper treatment.
It's like seeing patient after patient without any time to do the supportive work that's necessary, follow-up emails, calling social service agencies, etc. You know, a good analogy is if Kaiser surgeons were told that the only time that they can relate to their patients is when they're doing the surgery, not before or not after it.
In an updated statement, Deb Katsabas, Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Kaiser Permanente in Northern California, said despite the strike, they have plans in place to meet their members' mental health needs, with the several hundred mental health clinicians that are not striking, and a network of high-quality community providers. He added that, despite the union's quote-unquote harmful tactics, they remain committed to bargaining in good faith to reach a fair and equitable agreement that is good for their therapists and patients. Last Sunday, Kaiser gave a comprehensive proposal to union members, and they accepted all their economic propositions. Rosselli assures the strike is not about money, but about Kaiser's refusal to increase staffing and give clinicians the ethically appropriate time to care for their patients.
Healthcare workers never want a strike, right? We've been bargaining with Kaiser for over a year, trying to get some kind of progress on the patient care access issues. And Kaiser has refused. And that's why these clinicians have, you know, taken this drastic step.
The strike comes amidst a new healthcare law that went into effect July 1st, requiring all health insurance companies to provide healthcare plans that ensure timely access to mental health treatment, setting a standard of 2 weeks for follow-up appointments for mental and behavioral care treatment. Kaiser officials say that they have struggled to comply with the bill due to a national shortage of mental health clinicians. But a study by the California Legislative Analyst Office finds there is no such shortage in California, particularly not in major hubs like the Bay Area. Kaiser, the largest healthcare provider in the state, has lost a record number of their own clinicians in the past year, with a total of 668 mental health clinicians resigning between last June 2021 and the end of this May. Meanwhile, they have hired only about 200 new clinicians since January 2021. Mental health workers are planning a large strike at Kaiser Permanente in Oakland Friday. I am Ana Lucia Herralda for KPFA.